You're listening to episode 310 of the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast with me, Lucia Hawley. Welcome to the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast, the show for women like you who have tried restrictive diet after diet and are ready for simple, thoughtful solutions to help you sustainably lose weight for the last time from a place of abundance and peace. If you're looking to end the yo-yo of comfort eating and rigid weight loss protocols and instead step into living your life mindfully on your terms while losing weight in the process, you're in the right place. Hello, hello, party people. Welcome to the show. Let's talk about doing the damn thing. A lot of us are really worried. Really worried. A lot of the time. Worried about how we look. Worried about how we slept. Worried about the kids, worried about our partners, worried about our careers, worried about email inbox, worried about shuffling all the to-dos for the week, worried about getting the groceries into the house, worried about the meals. A lot of us stop having fun. And a lot of us take that as a normal part of being an adult. And what happens, in my humble opinion, is that we stop dreaming because it is too scary and feels like a waste of time to dream because the immediate things need to get done. They feel like they should have been done yesterday or last week or a couple years ago. And I think that carries over into our health and wellness all the frickin' time. We don't think we could be the person who is naturally healthful. We convince ourselves that the image we have of ourselves in our head is unreasonable. We convince ourselves we should sneak up on our goals. And we hear messaging that, you know, we should focus on balance, that we shouldn't be diehard, that you shouldn't put the pedal to the metal, that on and on and on and on. And I, for one, as a person, I think there is a fine line between ideating about pushing yourself and ideating about pushing yourself from a place of negativity or disbelief. Like, when you are not in that dreaming stage, it can feel like when you do dream that that dream is too big. And I'm not like, this is not like a hocus pocus, let's flip your mindset today. Like, truly, I just think when we are stressed out, we're burnt out, the last thing our brains want to do is to think about potentials and possibilities. That feels like a waste of brain time. And our brains are always trying to be efficient. It's why we so frequently have the negativity bias in our thinking, because our brains just want us to survive. And in a world like a lot of how the world functions today, surviving is a big freaking deal, especially surviving our chronic stressors. We don't have as many acute stressors to survive as we once did. So now we're focused on the chronic stressors. And it's freaking tough, okay? We acknowledge that here, and a lot of the listeners that listen to this show have immense privilege. I know I sure do. Maybe not across every single sector of life for every single moment of your life, but probably if you're listening to this show at this point, there is some level of privilege that you are able to utilize and lean on. And I think we can just unapologetically state that. And so the thing that is keeping you from the implementation and execution of consistently engaging in the healthy habits might just be you deciding that you can't do it preemptively. And holy cow, that is such a freaking bummer to me. That's where mindset is really important when it comes to our health and wellness, okay? Because you could think about all the healthy habits. You can understand them logically. They're basic. Kids can understand. Oh, I drink water when I'm thirsty because my body needs water. Oh, when I am tired, I sleep at the end of the day. healthy habits are healthy habits for the vast majority of people. Oh, I eat balanced meals if I desire balanced energy during my days, and on and on. Most of us could understand the healthy habits, even if we're newer to them. If we were to get the bullet point list that I talk about often on here, 6 healthy habits, you could get that list and understand it in a day's time. You could ask a lot of questions about each healthy habit and understand it forwards and backwards perfectly from a logical standpoint. You're going to steps, you can understand resistance training, just strength training, just using your muscles. You can understand the basics of the 3 macronutrients. You can understand the basics of calories and how they're a unit of and a measurement of energy. You understand all of that. So why is it then, this is the age-old question, why is it that we can understand things logically, but yet we don't implement them? It's because of this thing called us being humans that have emotions. And it's also about us, and I say this a lot too, having human brains that think thoughts that we have learned need to be taken really, really, really seriously. In fact, we take our thoughts, especially our thoughts about ourselves, so freaking seriously, especially the more negative they are, the more we believe them to be gospel, the more truth we believe, right? That's why body image issues feel so freaking personal, because they feel really, really real. We feel that there's an issue when we see cellulite. We feel that the loose skin is wrong. We feel that our shape in a bathing suit is not good enough. We feel, my God, I can think of like literally every single body part on a woman's body. I feel like I could think of someone or myself have had plenty of thoughts about it. Upper arm, forearm, hands, wrists, skin quality, color of hair, amount of hair, too little hair, too much hair in the wrong places, not enough hair in the right places, on and on and on and on and on, into oblivion, okay? A lot of those thoughts are incredibly negative because they're trying to protect us, because we feel stressed out, because we want to be accepted, because we're social creatures, okay? The most human basic thing from a logical standpoint. But because these things feel so emotional, they feel extra, 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 extra true. And so you could imagine that when all of these thoughts are swirling and then we're trying to change our focus away from that thinking, we often try to say we're trying to get rid of the thinking. I want to have better body image. I don't want to be thinking these thoughts anymore. I want to feel confident when I'm put, like, I want to be able to zip up a pair of jeans and have that feel how I want it to feel. And it doesn't feel how I want it to feel, but it used to feel how I wanted it to feel. And one day in the future, maybe it'll feel that way. Doing the damn thing of regaining your wellness, which for a lot of us will include lowering body fat percentage and at least maintaining lean body mass, if not growing lean body mass. Most of us try to accomplish logical behaviors from an emotionally negative space. And we try to get rid of our negativity. We try to self-help ourselves up the wazoo. And we convince ourselves that we're changing. Because we think. I've worked with so many overthinkers in my career as a coach. I'm an overthinker. Y'all, I love your brain. Mine's real similar. The patterns are not that new. You're not that special. I love you. You are not that special. I am not that special. When I realized that, my life got so much easier, because then I stopped having to chase my tail thinking that I would need to get rid of all these negative thoughts in order to get the positive things I wanted in life. Instead, here's a reframe this week. Doing the damn thing, whatever it is, increasing your steps, focusing on actually drinking water before coffee in the morning, having your coffee with a breakfast, sitting down for breakfast, getting in a chicken sausage, like a cooked breakfast, intentionally eating breakfast, you hear me enough? Eat the breakfast. Whatever it is, deciding to have a snack between dinner and lunch, choosing to eat a dessert after your weeknight meals, not just saving up calories or meals or experiences for the weekends or after you've been good for some X amount of time or you've achieved some result on the scale or in your life, right? Assuming that life is going to go perfectly when, LOL, life never does. When you decide to do the damn thing, I want you to be open to the idea that life will be just as messy, especially when you're practicing new habits. You will have to figure out how to have the breakfast that you're going to sit down to, or the breakfast that is just balanced that you're eating in your car. Who cares about sitting down? Well, hopefully you're sitting down if you're driving your car, but you know what I mean. Trying to be perfectionistic and trying to think through all of the possibilities and also deciding to never think about things, both of those are stress responses. We do that when things are new. We distract ourselves. We numb ourselves out. We overthink. We fret. We hem and we haw. Very common behaviors on all sides and both sides. But doing the damn thing means that you ideate from a place of peacefulness and contentedness. You think about what is possible. And most of us try to get to the healthy habits and behaviors when we're stressed out and there's something about ourselves we want to fix. You put on the bathing suit, you don't like how it looks, and then you reach out to a coach. You go to the family event or the work event, you put on the clothes that you haven't put on because you've been in your leggings. They don't fit how they want to fit. Theme there. You feel embarrassed. You think about yourself the entire time. Maybe someone makes a weird comment because humans are humans and everyone's freaking weird. And then you decide, yep, going back to keto on Monday. Making decisions from low moods is about as helpful as stepping on a nail, walking around on the nail all day, and never looking at your heel to wonder why your heel really hurts. If you want to do things differently, you have to dare to dream. You have to decide you're going to do the damn thing. And you have to be open to choosing a goal or an idea that seems perhaps, especially to your negative thoughts, kind of implausible. Because your negative thoughts will always be negative. And the sooner you can accept that, the sooner you stop taking those negative thoughts personally, the sooner you just decide, well, of course, I'm going to have a little yippy, like a chihuahua or like a little yippy dog that like really gets revved up when it hears a certain sound, when it thinks it's, you know, a certain thing happens, it's going to get all kind of frenetic in my brain. The more you just accept, that's normal. That's fine. Doesn't mean I can't still go do the thing that's going to make the sound, that's going to make the chihuahua yip. The sooner you're going to be able to reach those beautiful goals, because you have to show yourself you can. You will never get there if you don't ever try, and you don't even make something out to try for. I see so many people just twiddling their thumbs about their health. Can't do it, can't try. Not me, that's not who I am. Other people had bodies born like that. I had a body born like this. And on and on and on and on. You know, the beauty of social media, there's a lot of downsides, right? Because a lot of us are negative. And we take the negativity seriously. Do you hear the theme? But the beauty of social media is that there are also people who might be doing things that you have previously decided are unattainable for you because of reasons that those other people might share. So I invite you to do the damn thing. I invite you, not if you're stressed at the end of your day of work, I invite you after you've had a nice day, once you've felt a little safe, a little calm, once you've played with the dog, once you've watched some silly YouTube videos, once you've read a beautiful book, once you gave yourself a foot bath and a foot soak, see what happens if you dream a little dream. Try putting that into your pipe and smoking it. It's not going to hurt you. Most of us would rather just claw our eyes out than ever dare to believe and get curious if something that we want could actually happen for us. Because we predictably know what pain feels like. We practice it all the time. But I promise you, the more you practice dreaming, pursuing the dream, and practicing the pursuit of a dream, the more comfortable you will get with that. That's why when you see people who have made dramatic changes to their health and wellness, who have lost a lot of weight, who have gained a lot of muscle, who have become athletic after being sedentary their whole lives, when you see those people who get it and you're like, well, what's their special sauce? I think they've practiced pursuing dreams. And they start to take that practice from one area of their life into other areas of their life. That's a discomfort that they decided to practice. And that's open to you. It's open to me. I promise. It's there. No one is stopping you. So that's my love letter to you this week. Thank you for being here. Go do the damn thing, boo-boo. And I will see you on next week's episode. Bye. Hey, if you love today's show, I'd love for you to take a minute and give a rating with a review. If you too are ready for more women to make life choices from loving mindfulness, that means we need more women listening to this message so they know what's available to them and they can do it too. And if you're ready yourself, come coach with me, where we'll work together and you'll learn how to take this process to the next level in your wellness goals, life desires, and beyond. Go to luciahawley.com, that's luciahawley.com to connect.